Jeg går inn i Usle, i ditt kleid og stå. Ta an av seg den veien kjønn jo, en åkard stærulsjø. My lords, ladies and gentlemen, it's very real pleasure for me to be present here today on this historic occasion when the first independent local legitimate radio station for County Donegal goes officially on air. I know it's been a long, hard road for the founders of this station. It's some 10 years since they first began to get together and plan their campaign. They did it in a masterly way and made a successful presentation when we in the Commission held an oral hearing last August. They are now reaping their reward, and they will have what I believe will be one of the best local radio stations in this country. Donegal is a distinctive county. It's a county with a lot of features of its own. And this station will attempt to cater to the needs and the requirements and the tastes of County Donegal. I believe that it will provide a new means of communication, which will be of value to the community. The movement towards local radio is a European one. It's not simply in England or Ireland. The trend is for local radio, for local people, for local needs. There are many people here today from business and from public life, and may I give them what is perhaps the first commercial on Highland Radio. If you're in public life, I suggest that you make friends with Highland Radio. If there are going to be local elections the next 12 months or so, Highland Radio will be of first importance. It will be a place where local topics and problems will be discussed. And if you're in public life and you want to get your views across, there's no better medium than Highland Radio. If you're in business, you will learn from what I tell you is the experience of the 16 other radio stations operating throughout the country, that if you want to advertise in a way that will reach your customer, there is nothing better than local radio. So having delivered these two commercials for Highland Radio, may I say that it's a very real pleasure for me on behalf of the Independent Radio and Television Commission to declare Highland Radio officially open.
Mr. Henshey, thank you very much indeed. Ah, are you hearing me? What's happened?
First of all, Radio Connell, welcome to Highland Radio and an evening of celebrations. Broadcasting to the northwest of Ireland on 95.2 and 96.9 FM stereo. Good evening, my name's Danny Kelly. The burning questions throughout the northwest, surely this evening, in the pubs and clubs, in the highways and byways, and in your hearts and homes, has been, what will the first track played in Highland Radio be? Well, here it is.
Welcome listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing.
I didn't know what he was going to be.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
Sorry, Daniel. I wasn't too sure what it was going to be myself, but apparently they decided to turn your radio on. There you go. I think most people thought it was going to be our Daniel. But I'm sure Daniel will get his turn, as will everybody else. What we'll be doing from here on in is we'll have some music for you. We're going to have, I think, something for you to eat and drink. Maybe you've already got that. But I think at this stage, I would like to introduce some gentlemen who would be very happy to say a few words to you. And Bishop Seamus Hegarty, the most reverend doctor, is driving like a bat out of heaven. Sorry. from Maynooth to be here, but he hasn't got here yet. So, Monsignor McDyer, your silence for Monsignor McDyer, representing the bishop. Thank you.
We have had the opportunity and the graciousness on the part of the board of Highland Radio to give us the opportunity to give a good send-off by asking God's blessing on the studios and on the service that they will be providing earlier today. We and the bishop would want me to say that he was tremendously impressed by the speed and the efficiency with which the people have set the things in motion and have been able to start the service. The professionalism and the expertise that has been shown certainly augurs well for the future of this, our Donegal Community Radio in north and northwest Donegal. The air control, and he would like to voice, as he would be speaking on behalf of all of us, his very good wishes for their continuing success and for the all the efforts, the reward for all the efforts that they have made leading up to the establishing of the Highland Radio, and to the preparations they have made beforehand that we have heard of from the chairman and from the Mr. Justice Henshey. We're confident and the bishop has asked me to say so much, that the varied community interests would be very adequately and comprehensively reflected in the programmes that will be issuing from the station. And the challenge is appreciated, the challenge that is thrown down to us. We of the churches have a legitimate interest in the community area, and the challenge that is ours is a challenge to be able to meet the demands that the opportunities that will be provided that will be calling for from us. So we would hope that everything goes well in the start. It's a very important thing to make a good beginning. I am delighted to see so many people that I would have known from various walks of life up to this associated with the Highland Radio. I am delighted in particular to have heard the special word of appreciation that was addressed to my past pupil, Paki Keeney. I had the distinction of launching him in his career. I passed him on to the post office, and the post office passed him on to the barley corn, and now he is the big wheel in keeping the Highland Radio on the air and setting it in motion. So it gives me very great pleasure indeed to speak on behalf of the bishops and the bishop and the priests of the diocese in expressing our great happiness that the developments have reached fruition to this stage, and to wish every success and every blessing and profit in the future to the community radio, Highland Radio, who are going to be our servants and our entertainers in the future. Thank you all very much.